Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some of the tiniest eyes in the world may hold the key to restoring sight to humans. Susan Aruda, assistant professor of biology and integrated science at Franklin Pierce University, is studying photoreceptors in fruit flies to combat retinal degeneration.
Those pesky little fruit flies that seem to appear out of nowhere are actually an important genetic model organism. In 1904, Thomas Hunt Morgan set up a fly room at Columbia University to study inheritance in Drosophila melanogaster, the scientific name for the common fruit fly. Hunt Morgan's groundbreaking research using Drosophila won him the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1933, and since that time, Drosophila have been used by researchers worldwide to understand a variety of different biological processes. Today, my students and I use Drosophila to understand vision in human retinal degenerative diseases such as macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa. You might be wondering what the eyes of a fruit fly can tell us about these diseases. It turns out, a lot. Though fruit flies' tiny eyes are compound eyes, made up of approximately 800 small eyes, these tiny creatures possess many biological similarities to humans as they relate to vision. Some of the proteins involved in fruit fly vision are analogous to those used in the human visual signaling cascade. Therefore, anything we learn about vision in Drosophila can be applied to our knowledge of human vision. Moreover, the cell death that occurs in certain retinal diseases can be mimicked using mutant Drosophila stocks, providing a disease model that is inexpensive, easy to maintain, and due to the short gestation period of the organism, very fast. So, even though you might be annoyed by those little bugs hovering around your bananas, remember the important contributions Drosophila melanogaster has made to science and medicine.
That was Susan Aruda of Franklin Pierce University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.